Hello, shareholders and investors. Welcome to Banco Bradesco's third quarter 2022 results podcast with Leandro Miranda, Executive Director and Investor Relations Officer.
Hello. Thank you for listening to our third quarter 2022 results podcast. Bradesco has a wide range of operations, with a presence throughout Brazil and serving all customer segments, individuals and companies. With this strategy and positioning, our performance is strongly correlated with the behavior of the Brazilian economy. Our performance this quarter, therefore, reflects the current economic scenario and credit cycle. The net income of 5.2 billion reais was impacted by a higher credit provision, pressured by market NII and lower income from insurance. The expanded loan portfolio reached 878.6 billion reais, up 2.7% in the quarter and 13.6% in the year, near the top of the guidance. We highlight the consumer financing lines such as credit cards, personal loans, and vehicles, in addition to agri-loans with origination driven by our presence throughout all the production chain and by the beginning of the crop year. The client NII also continues to expand, benefiting from the growth in the portfolio, favorable spreads and mix, in addition to the evolution in the deposit margins. The current growth of 23.4% is above the top of the guidance. The market NII, on the other hand, had a further reduction as the ALM portion remains under pressure. The future expectation is for recovery. Expanded credit provision in the quarter was 7.3 billion reais, reflecting the increasing portfolio, origination mix, and increasing delinquency. The NPL over 90 days reached 3.9%, a growth of 40 bps, concentrated in the low-income mass market, which is the group most affected by inflation. We forecast stabilization and improvement in the indicator throughout 2023. On the other hand, early delinquents remained stable at 3.6% for another quarter, reflecting the adjustments we made in origination for higher risk groups and products. The new vintages are already showing improvement. We ended the quarter with a coverage ratio of 201%. The income from insurance in the nine-month period grew 32%, above guidance. Premiums continue to expand and COVID-related claims are getting smaller, contributing to the reduction of the claims ratio, whether in the quarterly or annual comparison. The financial result in the quarter was affected by IPCA deflation, a behavior that we do not expect to be recurring. The accumulated growth in fees is 4.8%. The credit cards line presents the strongest growth, driven by increased penetration in the high-income segment and continuous evolution in the transacted volume. The annual addition of 4.3 million customers also contributed, offsetting part of the losses with lower revenues from service packages and from the use of Pix. In expenses, the increase of 4.6% in the year is below the inflation for the period. The personnel line grew 11.6%, pressured by the collective bargaining agreement of 2021 and 2022, and by the increase in our investment, technology, and data science teams. Administrative expenses rose 6.2%, impacted by inflation, but reflecting discipline in cost control, in actions to optimize the physical presence as well as the digitalization of our services. Finally, in capital, the level one indicator grew by 30 bps in the quarter through the generation of profits and positive mark-to-market of securities, offsetting the distribution of interest on capital and consumption by increased RWAs. Regarding the guidance, according to the performance so far and expectations, we believe that we'll be at the lower part of the range for loan growth and fees, at the top of the range for costs, insurance, and client NII. With regards to credit provisions, we decided to review to a new range of 25.5 billion reais to 27.5 billion reais. Thank you for your attention, and I remind you that on our IR website, you can find more details and other information. Our IR team is available to answer any of your questions.